Jacinda Ardern is the Labor MP for Auckland Central. That's the place I used to live. And she's spokesperson for Children, Corrections, Police and Arts, Culture and Heritage. Jacinda's reading two books at the moment, The History of Gangs in New Zealand by Jared Gilbert and The Power of Mothers by Celia Lashley. Her idea of happiness is being at a remote spot with family, friends, a good book and a great bottle of scotch. If she could have another talent, Jacinda would dearly like to be able to speak a foreign language. She told us that she's tried a lot of times to learn another language, Japanese in school, French in night school and Spanish in Argentina, but tonight she's sticking with English. Please welcome Jacinda Ardern.
I never thought I came from a particularly sporting family because, well, I didn't, unless you count competitive debating. Until one day, I got a call from the National Archives. We want to do a story on your great-great-grandmother, Catherine Wiltshire, they told me. Catherine had a fairly unremarkable start to her life in New Zealand. She travelled out on a boat here, like many migrants, in 1872. She was 7 stone, pretty short, but a sprightly young dressmaker. Sprightly enough that she wisely snagged herself a husband on the trip over, Joseph Wiltshire. Now, Joseph wasn't just a 30-year-old plate layer for the railways. No, Joseph was a pedestrian. Now, that may not sound like much to you, but back in those days, pedestrianism was quite the rage. It essentially meant walking long distances really, really fast. Now, it was helped along in London, in Newmarket, by one Major Barclay Allardyce, who in Newmarket, London, managed to walk 1,000 miles in 1,000 hours, essentially by walking a mile an hour without fail. Now, Joseph decided he was going to replicate this feat in New Zealand. Now, the remarkable thing wasn't that Joseph chose to do that, it was that Catherine, his wife, decided she would join in. Now, this caught the attention of local newspapers, not just because Catherine, in the breaks that Joseph took whilst walking, would take to the field and walk a sprightly half mile in an hour, but it was because of the costumes she chose to wear, which look pretty much like this. And how do I know this? Because a sketch of Catherine Wiltshire's walking attire was submitted to the British Illustrated Sports and Dramatics Weekly, which I can only assume was Sports Illustrated in the olden days. And the byline of the sketch said that this woman had the most pluck around for anyone who wore petticoats. And pluck Catherine certainly had. Her career in pedestrianism was taking off. Meanwhile, Joseph wasn't doing quite so well. His career was somewhat more pedestrian, plagued with debt and low turnout. Catherine, however, kitted out in her garb, decided in 1876 she was going to take on her greatest challenge yet. She would walk 100 miles in 24 hours. In fact, that's 160 kilometres for Gen Yers in the room, or in my language, a really, really long way. So they started out with the Auckland City Hall, as they then called it. They stepped out the ring that she would walk. She would do laps 2,833 times around that hall. All the media came out to see. The Auckland Star said this feat was the first time it was ever going to be tried by a female inhabitant on this planet. The Herald was slightly less descriptive, remarking they didn't think she quite had the physique to pull it off, but she had, quote, a good figure. It's good to see the Herald hasn't changed much. So there she was, 8:30 on a Friday night. The crowds gathered in the Auckland City Hall as she set out on her journey. As you can imagine, the crowds petered away because she was essentially just walking round and round in a circle. It was written in the papers that a drunken sailor joined her for a few laps during the early hours of the morning. But then The crowds regathered. By 6:30 on Saturday, she was 2.5 miles from her conclusion. The band started to play as the room filled, and Catherine, with her strapped feet and blister-worn shoes, started finalising her round around City Hall. The handkerchiefs went up, the hands and hats were in the air as she finished her remarkable feat, 100 miles in 24 hours. She was described at that time as the greatest female pedestrian on earth. And she was my great-great-grandmother. Catherine goes to prove there is some sporting blood in my family 100 years ago, and that we had some awesome costumes.
Thanks very much, Jacinda. Your great-great-great-grandmother would probably be right at home with the Leisure Marching Team in the center of town at the moment. Great costumes.